When we went on the Fantastic Voyage, I saw Chef Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the kitchen.
Yes.
I've never seen a chef before cook with shades on. He's the coolest.
That's how he rolls.
He is the coolest cook, man.
The coolest.
Yes, he is.
What's up, Jeff Henderson? How you doing, Chef Jeff?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys all doing?
Good, man. Congratulations. New book out today. If you can see it, you can be it. 12 Street Smart Recipes for Success. And it's in stores today.
We
yes,
had
sir.
A chance to talk about this at the family reunion. Chef Jeff was kind enough to go through his busy television schedule and come to Orlando with us, Tom. And we featured his book with the 12 steps and the 12 recipes for the people. And the people that were there really enjoyed it and responded to it.
Oh, yeah. What's the number one? What's your number one recipe for success, Chef Jeff?
Becoming a hustlepreneur. And, you know, let me tell you, the word hustler has such a bad brand to it. So I took the street smarts, the skills of a hustler, and connected with the entrepreneur. And these are individuals, man, who outthink, outstrategize, who are chameleons. They gamble. They're masters at what they do. And they let no one turn them down. And they try to become whatever they can become in life.
I don't know if you know the story, but Chef Jeff spent some time in prison where he found a love for cooking. And now then he went on to become the executive chef, the first African-American executive chef at the Bellagio and the Food Network host. He's a speaker, a best-selling author. He really turned his life around. Hey, Chef Jeff, I've been watching Orange is the New Black. is Prison Kitchen anything like, have you watched Orange is the New Black?
You know, I've heard so much about it. I just got the book this weekend in New York. But I hear it's a really great show. But I can tell you how the kitchens was when I was in there. You know, I was in a federal system in the 80s and the 90s, and it was club fed to some degree. But, you know, Orange and New Black, their whole style of the kitchen, it's a little Hollywood, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you learned, as Tom said, your love of cooking and becoming a chef, and you've carried some of those recipes forward, like your Friendly's fried chicken is a result of the man who was your mentor inside.
Yes, Friendly Womack, the eldest brother, Bobby Womack. We were in the kitchen together. He's the one who inspired me and taught me to cook and told me that I had what it took to become a chef, and big inspiration in my life.
And now Chef Jeff is paying it forward, Tom. He's going to be on the Fantastic Voyage with three other chefs, and we're going to have a fantastic time as all the chefs give us their best stuff on the Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah.
Is that
Jeff.
Awesome?
Yes,
Chef
sir.
Jeff, I have a question. What's the difference between a chef and a cook at $100,000?
Yeah, about $100,000, you know. One runs the business, one actually does the cooking.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a good time on this cruise last year?
Oh, I had a great time. Let me tell you, some great folks, man. Great fellowship from all over the country and the world. Looking forward to coming back in 2014 and show them how to put it down.
All right, Chef Jeff.
Chef Jeff.
Yes. I got 25 copies of Chef Jeff's new book. If you can see it, you can be it. 12 Street Smart Recipes for the next 25. Text Tom Club members at 646464.